Heading, Both Men and Women Called to Bible Work. Subheading, Combined Talents for a Decisive Work. When a great and decisive work is to be done, God chooses men and women to do this work, and it will feel the loss if the talents of both are not combined. Letter 77, 1898. Women as well as men can engage in the work of hiding the truth where it can work out and be made manifest. Testimonies, Volume 9, page 128, 1909. Subheading, Some Women Adapted to Bible Work. There are women who are especially adapted for the work of giving Bible readings, and they are very successful in presenting the Word of God in its simplicity to others. They become a great blessing in reaching mothers and their daughters. This is a sacred work, and those engaged in it should receive encouragement. Letter 108, 1910. Subheading, Colored Women Called to the Work. Of late, as the needs of this field have been pressed upon me, I have been able to sleep but little. Medical missionary work must be carried on among this, the colored people, who must be given a training in nursing, cooking, and in other important lines of work. There are those among them who must be trained to labor as teachers, Bible workers, and canvassers. Letter 221, 1904. Subheading, Trained Colored Men. Colored men are to be thoroughly educated and trained to give Bible readings and hold tent meetings among their own people. There are many having capability who should be prepared for this work. Testimonies, Volume 9, page 207, 1909. Subheading, Bible Studies by Men of Spiritual Understanding. Hearts have been impressed and souls converted as you have presented the grand testing truths of the Bible, the truths of the grace of Christ. There should now be connected with you in your labors men of spiritual understanding who will cooperate with you, who will in the daytime conduct Bible studies with the new converts, telling them how to yield to the power of the Holy Spirit, that these souls may be fully and firmly established in the truth. They need personal instruction upon many matters. Letter 376, 1906. Subheading, Training Men and Women for Bible Work. Elder and Mrs. Haskell were conducting Bible studies in the forenoons, and in the afternoons the workers in training were going out and visiting from house to house. These missionary visits and the sale of many books and periodicals opened the way for the holding of Bible readings. About 40 men and women were attending the morning classes, and a goodly number of these students engaged in the afternoon work. Review and Herald, November 29, 1906.